Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Looking for a little Hollywood-style fun? Check out Ryan Seacrest's 10K Ways exclusively at Chumba Casino. There's 10,000 ways to play. Get spinning for free at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Welcome to the Paranormal Deep Dive from Real Ghost Stories Online and the Grave Talks.
In the quiet coastal town of Port Townsend, Washington, where the fog rolls in off the Strait of Juan de Fuca and wraps the landscape in an eerie, mystical shroud, there stands a building that looms above the waterfront like a relic from another time. Manresa Castle, with its imposing Gothic architecture and stone facade, has stood for well over a century, watching as the world around it changed. Built in 1892, it was a symbol of wealth and ambition in this small seaport town. Today, however, is known for something far more chilling. For as long as anyone can remember, Manresa Castle has been at the center of ghost stories, unexplained phenomena, and paranormal encounters that have left both guests and staff alike unsettled. To understand the hauntings of Manresa Castle, one must first delve into its long and storied past. The castle was built by Charles Eisenbeiss, a wealthy businessman who had made his fortune in the booming economy of the late 19th century. Eisenbeiss was one of Port Townsend's most prominent citizens, serving as the town's first mayor and becoming a central figure in its development. As his wealth grew, Eisenbeiss sought to create a grand home that would reflect his success. The result was what would come to be known as Manresa Castle, a sprawling mansion with 30 rooms, designed in the style of a European manor. It was, at the time, the largest private residence in Port Townsend. Eisenbeiss intended the castle to be a family home, but his ambitions were met with tragedy. After his death in 1902, the castle fell into disuse, and his family struggled to maintain it. For years, the building sat empty, its grand halls and towering spires slowly succumbing to the elements. In 1927, the castle was purchased by the Jesuit order, who transformed it into a retreat and school for novitiates, young men training to become priests. It was during this period that many believed the seeds of Manresa Castle's haunted reputation were sown. The Jesuits renamed the castle Manresa Hall, after the town in Spain, where St. Ignatius of Loyola, the founder of the Jesuit order, had his vision. The priests who lived there led quiet, contemplative lives. But over time, strange rumors began to circulate. Whispered stories of tragic deaths, suicides, and spectral figures roaming the halls filled the local lore. Though the Jesuits left in the 1960s, the stories persisted, and the building was eventually converted into a hotel. It is in this form that Manresa Castle exists today, a place where visitors can experience both its historical grandeur and, for those brave enough, its lingering spirits. One of the most frequently reported haunting centers around room 306. Guests who have stayed in this room speak of an overwhelming sense of sorrow, a deep, pervasive sadness that seems to hang in the air. The story goes that long ago, a young woman who was staying in the castle received tragic news. Her fiancé had been killed in an accident at sea. Stricken with grief, she took her own life by jumping from the window of room 306. Whether the story is true or not, what is undeniable is the number of strange occurrences that continue to take place in that room. Guests have reported hearing the sound of a woman crying softly in the night, as if her spirit is still mourning the loss of the man she loved. One particularly unsettling account comes from a guest who stayed in room 306 on a stormy autumn night. She described lying awake in bed when she began to hear faint, muffled sobs. At first, she thought it was another guest in the adjacent room, but the sound grew louder, more insistent, and it seemed to be coming from within the room itself. When she turned on the light, the sobbing stopped, replaced by an eerie silence. Moments later, she felt a cold draft pass over her, and the air in the room grew icy cold. Terrified, she fled the room, spending the rest of the night in the lobby, too shaken to return. Other guests have reported objects moving on their own in room 306, lights flickering, the sensation of someone sitting on the edge of the bed, and the unmistakable sound of footsteps pacing back and forth across the floor. Some claim to have seen the figure of a woman standing by the window, gazing out into the distance, as though waiting for someone who will never return. The windows, though sealed shut today, are often found mysteriously unlocked, as if the spirit is still searching for a way out. But room 306 is not the only part of Manresa Castle where strange phenomena occur. The tower, which rises above the rest of the building, is said to be haunted by the ghost of a Jesuit priest. According to local legend, the priest took his own life in the tower, though the reasons for his despair are lost to history. What remains are the accounts of those who have ventured into the tower and come away with stories they cannot explain. One night, a hotel employee was locking up the tower after a routine inspection when he heard the unmistakable sound of footsteps coming from above. Knowing he was alone, he called out, but there was no answer. As he ascended the narrow staircase, the footsteps grew louder, more distinct, but there was no one there. When he reached the top, he felt a sudden coldness, as though the temperature had dropped by several degrees. The feeling of being watched was palpable. And when he turned to leave, he saw the faint outline of a figure standing in the corner of the room, shrouded in shadow. The figure did not move, but its presence was undeniable. The employee fled down the stairs, his heart racing. And when he returned with a colleague minutes later, the tower was empty. Visitors to the castle often report feeling an inexplicable sense of unease in the tower. Some describe hearing faint whispers, the sound of a man praying, or the rustle of robes, as though the spirit of the priest is still performing his rituals in the afterlife. The tower itself seems to carry an air of melancholy, a place where time has stood still, and those who enter it are often left with the lingering sensation that they are not alone. Manresa Castle's haunted reputation extends beyond room 306 and the tower. Throughout the building, guests and staff alike have reported strange occurrences that defy explanation. Doors open and close on their own. Lights flicker without reason, and objects are moved as though an unseen hand is at work. Disembodied voices are frequently heard in the hallways. Soft conversations that fade away when approached, as if the echoes of past inhabitants are still reverberating through the air. The feeling of being watched is common, particularly in the stairwells and corridors, where guests have often described the sensation of someone following closely behind them, though no one is there. Paranormal investigators have been drawn to Manresa Castle for years, seeking to capture evidence of the ghostly activity that has been reported by so many. Armed with EVP recorders, thermal cameras, and other equipment, they have documented chilling phenomena. In one investigation, a team captured an EVP recording of a woman's voice, faint but clear, whispering, "I'm here," followed by the sound of quiet sobbing. The recording was made in room 306, and the investigators were alone in the room at the time. Thermal cameras have also detected cold spots in areas where guests have reported feeling a sudden drop in temperature, particularly in the tower and room 306. In one instance, a thermal image captured what appeared to be the outline of a figure standing near the window in room 306, though no one was physically present in the room. Investigators have also recorded strange electromagnetic fluctuations throughout the castle, further adding to the belief that something unexplainable is happening within its walls. Despite the overwhelming number of ghostly encounters, there are skeptics who believe that Manresa Castle's haunted reputation is merely a product of its Gothic architecture and long history. They argue that the creaking of old floorboards, drafts from the windows, and the power of suggestion are responsible for many of the reported phenomena. The castle, with its dark wood paneling, high ceilings, and shadowy corners, certainly lends itself to an eerie atmosphere, especially on foggy nights when the wind howls through the town below. But for those who have experienced the unexplainable, skepticism offers little comfort. The apparitions, the cold spots, the footsteps in empty hallways, these are not simply tricks of the mind. There is something about Manresa Castle that feels different, as though the past is not just remembered, but still very much alive within its walls. The spirits of those who once lived, worked, or died here seem to remain trapped between worlds, waiting to be acknowledged. As the sun sets over Port Townsend and the fog rolls in from the sea, Manresa Castle stands silent, its stone facade bathed in the fading light. The last guests of the day leave, and the staff lock the doors for the night. But for those who remain, for those who venture into room 306 or climb the stairs to the tower, the castle is never truly empty. In the stillness of the night, the sounds of the past come alive. The soft sobbing of a heartbroken woman, the footsteps of a lost soul, and the whispers of prayers long forgotten. At Manresa Castle, history is not just a story to be told. It is something that can be felt, heard, and, for those brave enough to stay, seen. And for those who walk its haunted halls, it is a reminder that some spirits are never truly at rest.
Want to dig deeper in the paranormal deep dive? Press subscribe now wherever you download podcasts and catch brand new paranormal deep dives every single day from Real Ghost Stories Online and the Grave Talks podcast.
Looking for a little Hollywood-style fun? Check out Ryan Seacrest's 10K Ways exclusively at Chumba Casino. There's 10,000 ways to play. Get spinning for free at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Ready to put a little spin on your day? Then check out Chumba Casino's new online social casino game, Ryan Seacrest's 10K Ways. It's free and packed with 10,000 ways to play, only at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.